Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Stuff that I put in the windshield washer bottle. Oh, yeah, it's working. I'm scrubbing the windshield down. Got to get the bugs off. Boy, it's been a buggy year. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Got the windshield washer scrubber machine out here with, you know, the little handheld thing with the squeegee on the end of it. Raise your hand if any of you have used that yet this summer. Oh, I see some hands going up. Good, good. The guy in the back row, get off your phone. Quit texting people and listen up. We got some good stuff this week here on Auto World. What I'm saying here, you're texting and you're going to actually learn something right now. That's right. We're going to start the show off with an Auto World tip. I know all of you have got a windshield washer container, plastic, probably cracked, leaking all over the driveway, and you've given up on it because the technician, the mechanic, the shop has said it's cost you $200 of replace that plastic windshield washer bottle tank. Well, some of these cars it is, and car trucks, it does cost a lot to replace them. Well, let's say you have a good one. 98% of you have a good one, and it's working. And you're usually buying that blue minus 20 windshield washer fluid. I want you to go in and get some bug off. Huh? Yeah. It's called bug remover or bug off. Preston calls it, I think, bug remover. Okay, let's stay with that brand. That's not a plug. It's just a company that sells bug remover. It's green in color. Now, put some of that in there with that blue stuff, that windshield washer stuff, like I have here at the Greasy Garage Studio. I just got done scrubbing the windshield so I could see you today. I know I can hear you, and you can hear me, but I need to see you, too. So, if you get bug remover in there, that green stuff, yes, it's going to spray a little green on the windshield like the guys were asking me here. How can we have green on the windshield? Because I put bug remover in there. Do it. Get some green in there, get some blue in there, and it mixes itself as you're driving around the corners at 122 miles an hour. It's a self-rinse, self-washing, self-mixing as you're driving fast. When you hit the sprayer, it's going to cause you not to scrub the windshield with that old vintage-style squeegee. Yes, there you go. Start the show off with an Auto World tip. Good to have you along. I'm glad you've taken your time out of your special day, your weekend, the day that you're listening, and just shutting everything down and tuning into Auto World. And with that, what is Auto World? Well, you're living in your auto world, as you know. You might not ever think about that, but you do live in an auto world. You're around cars, trucks. You use them to get to and from. And if you do not, and for some remote reason that you're listening to me right now here on the Genesis Communications Network, on a great affiliate, on that little bitty handheld AM radio, because you're up in the mountains, on the mountain, and you're using a horse to get around, I would like to hear from you. Smoke signals. Yes. I'm recording, and actually we're recording at all times, but we are live, and we're recording for the Auto World podcast. So if you're on your horse and you're riding and you didn't get to happen to hear half the show because, well, you're up in the mountains and the coverage isn't the best, or if the coverage is real good, just Google Auto World podcast, and you can go back and listen at any time. And hopefully I'm saying something that might help you and teach you something, and we can make your car save you money. That's what it's all about. Save the green lettuce in your back pocket or the cash. Yeah, that's what it's all about here. That and having fun, of course. We do trivia. And the best and biggest, baddest thing is that you're the star of the show. Use that cell phone as a microphone. I'd like to hear from you, of course, throughout the next 3 hours. I am sitting live and an elevation of 2730. Oh, yeah. Elevation is 2730 right here live from Boise, Idaho. The temperature is right now going and keeps reaching up to like 101, 102. Can I hear 104? They're saying it's going to get to 104. Looks like my seat temperature right now is 93 degrees, and it looks like my microphone temperature, 72 degrees. I thought my breath was hotter than that. Oh, it's that cool mint gum that I put in my mouth. That's what cooled off the microphone temperature. I understand now. Okay. By the way, you might want to go ahead and put some steel-toed boots on. Put a breath mint in, please. I know you have your mask off. Thank you. Really sit back, relax, put some safety glasses on. We are going to shoot some sparks all over everybody today here on Auto World. Going to have a good time. As you, a lot of you are following me on Facebook, the address is Mark Evans. My name, Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting behind the microphone, of course, there. And you can friend me. I've got a few slots left there, I guess, and that's fine. But friend me, and we'll be friends, and you can follow me there. And you also, you folks, are following me on Instagram. And that address is Auto World Media, Auto World Media. And I put a little, I'll tease you, put a little picture up there. You'll love it. It's a photo of, well, I ask you, liquid or electric? The liquid, of course, is it's a hand holding a gas pump. A gasoline nozzle and or diesel, whatever you'd like to say, it's fluid. And then the other hand's holding an electrical connection. We are going to talk about, and then the other picture is shows something. Well, go over and take a look at it. Mark Evans is the Facebook page, and then also the Instagram account is Auto World Media. Now, you're all welcome. Please do. I want you to have a really good laugh to go over to our Auto World Radio Facebook page. So get on Facebook and just go Auto World Radio. Hit enter, would you? Just hit the enter bar and you're going to be there. Just scroll down a little bit and enjoy some of the old ads that we have on there, TV ads. But the one thing that I want to highlight here this week on Auto World Radio is the trailer races. Yes, the Auto Rodeo. You are going to have a fun time watching that and get a good laugh. And that's what it's all about, is having fun. Give you a little touch and taste before you head over there. Yes, it's cars with trailer hitches on them, and they're going around a little NASCAR track with, your camp trailer. A little walk-in 16, 18-foot camp trailer, towing it, and they're racing with those camp trailers hooked up. So go over there and check that Auto Rodeo out. A little selfless plug just for you to have some fun. Oh, yeah. Okay, so here on Auto World, you're the star again, folks. Get in touch with me right now live from the elevation of 2730 in Boise, Idaho. At 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex, the producer of the show, is sitting behind that GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good to all the rest of us, including myself. I've always wanted to help you, of course, with your car, truck, vehicle needs, and or buying and selling. It's about the two words, Auto World. Auto World is interactive, informative, in all things automotive, folks. Each and every week, 3 hours, I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm back. Oh, yeah, I'm back in the Greasy Garage Studio. There's here at the Auto World Plaza, and that Greasy Garage Studio is pretty greasy. No, it's not. Oh, Loudmouth Jay, the janitor, he keeps it clean, and thank you, Jay. Loudmouth Jay, that is. And slide him in and slide him out. Sammy gets me here in the chauffeur, of course, and she's my chauffeur in the car, and he opens the door, and I fall out. And anyway, I finally get to the Dodge Viper seat that I'm sitting in, with a seat temperature that is 93 degrees. So it's working. That's what it's all about. Today here on Auto World. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, email. I'm sorry. Oh, email. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. One word. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. And I'm going to share. When I say we, I'm the only one behind the mic, I guess, so I'm in control of the microphone talk. Okay. So I'm going to share with you some emails that came in this last week that I didn't quite get to you. I'm sorry about that, live, answering your email and or calling you live. And you're more than welcome, folks. Each and every one of you are more than welcome to email me at that address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And if you have a question or a problem and your car is in the automotive repair shop and they can't figure it out, or how come it's so much, or do I go ahead and give them the approval to fix it? I can help you, and I will. Just email me. We're going to share those with you, and then after this short first break, you're going to find out what we're doing for the next 3 hours right here on Auto World. From the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza in the elevation, 2730. Microphone temperature, 93 degrees. It's warming up as I'm talking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
But I ain't the one to blame. judge tried to rob me blind. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Now I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's when you're on the highway, you're going to have that green bug remover or bug off in that windshield container. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here from the Auto World Plaza. I'm in the Greasy Garage studio. Microphone. I don't have a wrench in my hand. I have that old antique vintage type squeegee with the sponge on the other end of it, you know, to keep this windshield scrubbed off for us today so we can see out of the windshield. I'm glad you're riding shotgun with me, of course, each and every week. And what a treat to have you here today with me. Gives me goosebumps, folks. Seriously, it's a treat. It's an honor. I'm very proud to be here to sit behind and talk about and bring you, well, things that are in my file bank. It's in the back of my head and in the front of my head, 45-plus years. Touching, feeling, tasting cars. Selling, buying, helping you. We were just talking about how much do you really do? I mean, talk. Do you talk a lot? Have you ever thought about that? Those vocal cords as a tool? Yeah, well, I have to because, well, my tool is my voice. My vocal cords on my voice. I talk all day long. I answer questions. I listen. My ears are, of course, on. I listen to you in the shop, in the Greasy Garage shop. You call me all the time. You email me. And, of course, the people in Boise where I am live, they do the same thing with their Auto World type of questions. Why is the air conditioning blowing hot? Why is it blowing too cold? What's that oil leak? What's that smell? Should I or shouldn't I flush my antifreeze? Well, with that said, and like our little song coming in, that old fire. Well, guess what? Nuts. We're going to get down, folks, to the nuts and the bolts here on the first hour of the three words. Park it outside, people. You heard me. Park it outside, people. We're going to get down to the nuts and the bolts of that story here in the first hour. And again, liquid or electric? Are you really the deciding factor on that decision, or are they? We're going to get to that question this first hour. Now, also, this first hour, Aurora going public. Oh, wait till you hear about this. And you're going to learn what Aurora is and who they are. And now, the second hour, a little touch and tease. The second hour here of Auto World, each and every hour is different, period. You miss the second hour, you're going to miss out on this. I've got three, count them, one, two, three, Ford recalls. Clunk, disconnected shaft, cable fire. That's just a little tease of those three Ford recalls that are just fresh right off the press. Oh, yeah. I've got a nice little trivia question for you. Also, we're going to get that answered and got some great gifts for you. We're going to pull those out of the Lincoln Continental trunk. It rained here and got a little smoke in the air, so you're going to have a wet gift, but we're going to dry it out and send it to you. And, you Texans, get ready to pay. We're going to get to that the second hour. And, of course, all 3 hours, I've got some Chicago show news. Yes, the Chicago Auto Show is on, and I've got some show news for you each and every hour. Get to stay tuned for that. What's up on the third hour? Oh, yeah, and trivia, by the way, throughout all 3 hours of Auto World. We always have a lot of fun with that. But the third hour, all new and is being built in MISSISSIPPI. Yes, how many of you can say that three times in a row? An all new and is being built in MISSISSIPPI, Mississippi. Hope I spelled it right. Call me if I haven't. 855-660-4261. That's a little bit of the third hour. Of course, your emails. Oh, hot and steamed up, are you? Overheated? I'm going to give you. Get your pens and paper out and pencils and your markers and however you write. I mean, take the pen off your bulletin board and poke it in your right finger if you're right-handed and poke it in the left finger if you're left-handed. I don't care. And write with blood. What I'm saying here is I've got some really, really serious news about the word antifreeze. You're going to learn something about antifreeze, okay? That's what it's all about. What is antifreeze? Why do we have it? What colors do we have? Why do we have the different colors, etc.? What's it made out of? How come and why? Okay, what is it supposed to do? And, oh, yeah, I've got, this is going to be fun also. I've got actually a dream giveaway for you. I don't actually give it away. It's a company that gives away, but we're going to lift-off hood. It has something to do with a lift-off hood. So for you you guys and gals that know what that lift-off hood means, you know what this dream is, this dream giveaway. So we're going to get to that the third hour. But the first hour, let's get right to it. Oh, the nuts and the bolts of the story. Now, remember, let's go back and talk a little bit about your emailing me. We're going to share those emails with you. And that email address, please interrupt me at any time, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And the phone number is good to go for sure at all times, 855-660-4261. Don't be bashful. Give me a call. Well, GM, they said park it outside, people. What? The bolt. B-O-L-T, the bolt. Not the bolt, the bolt with a B. B-O-L-T. The GM says, please, they've had some fire problems, folks, with the bolt. B-O-L-T. So if you're thinking about buying one, be careful. Thinking about it again, maybe twice. You folks that have one of those, which in fact my neighbor does have one of those for a backup car that he uses back and forth and all that. He actually came over and talked to me a little about it. What's this about parking it outside? Park it outside, I said. It could ignite. General Motors and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration are urging owners of the previously owned cars. Here's the years, folks. The 2017 through 2019 Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicles to once again park their cars outside and away from the houses after two recalled and repaired cars have been caught on fire here in this last week. It's not good. Okay, the spark of the fire, of course, and these cars have basically burnt to the ground, folks. It's not good. And they're trying to fix it. And with that, the Chevrolet Bolts, of course, they are electric. And these batteries aren't working correctly. And it has affected 69,000 bolts. And again, the years are 2017 to 2019. And approximately 51,000 have been sold in the U.S., in total, it's affected 69,000. So we've got a few of you over there owning them across the pond that, you know, you're listening. And thank you on GCNLive.com. Soon to be, hopefully, some affiliates over in UK and all that. But park them outside because they could catch on fire. And, again, 2017 to 2019. That's the nuts and the bolts of the story of the Bolt, the Chevrolet General Motors Bolt. We'll be right back after a short break. What's this about the Aurora?
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has reached more than 180. Dozens more remain missing. In Germany, at least 157 people have died in recent days. It's the country's worst natural disaster in almost six decades. Gunfire outside Nationals Park on Saturday night in the sixth inning sent fans scrambling for cover.
One vehicle pulls up, another vehicle pulls up next to it, engages that first vehicle in gunfire.
an uninvolved citizen that was attending this game but outside the stadium was struck by gunfire.
Metropolitan Police Executive Assistant Chief Ashan Benedict, the woman attending the game shot outside the stadium, is expected to survive. Two people from one of those vehicles later walked into a hospital with gunshot wounds. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
But it's fun to drive that Lincoln. Oh, Lincolns are so fun, especially the new ones. I had a customer driving the greasy garage here the other day with an engine light on one of those brand new, looks like a station wagon, the MKTs. Had an engine light on. Boy, we had fun with that one. All it was a gas flap door. See, that car does not have a gas cap, so it has a gas flap door. And yes, it has a rubber. It has a rubber, O-ring around that thing, and it was notched out. We're going to get that fixed. So it's so simple, you know. But the engine light helped us try to figure out what's going on and why. So that's for another time here on Auto World. But, hey, good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio in my Dodge Viper chair here this week. Oh, yeah, I'm back in the seat. That seat temperature now has gone up to 98. It's warming up in here. The microphone is 102. That's my hot breath. I better put another breath mint in, huh? Now, folks, you're the star of the show. I want you to use that cell phone as a microphone. I want to hear from you right here at 855-660-4261. And with that said, let's go to one of our charter members that is a charter member who's been with us for many years, Frank, in New Mexico, live. Frank, hi.
Hey, Mark, enjoying the show as always. I consider it my weekend class.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I hope I'm not too tough on you on these quizzes, Noel, Frank.
No, you always educate. But I had a question. You may recall, okay, I've got talking about my 86 Olds Cutlass with the 5.0 V8 and the feedback quadrajet carb. Okay, you may recall that I had the catalytic converter, it was completely plugged up. The car could barely breathe. So we pulled that out of there, put in a nice straight pipe, and that helped that problem immensely. But it was running rich and smoking noticeably, you know, when you hit the gas. So I followed your suggestion, and I pulled those plugs, and yeah, they were all carboned up from running under those conditions for so long. So I replaced the plugs, and it still seems to be running a little rich. It's not, the fumes aren't as visible or smelly as before. But I was wondering about the O2 sensor. Could that have gotten carboned up and still be affecting that richness condition?
The mixture. Now, I believe, Frank, didn't we talk, you got the quadrajet, of course, and we talked about the butterfly, the primary two ports there, two barrel, the butterfly's open, the choke butterfly's open, right?
Yeah, the choke plate is straight up and down. It's, you know,
it's warmed up.
Not on choke.
Good, good. Now, when you're driving this, and does it, is it smooth out on an idle? No shaking?
Oh, it idles real smooth. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you accelerate, does it accelerate in a nice smooth uphill climb of acceleration without acting as if it was like you got that butterfly closed, like your hands over there shutting the air off? Does it just go like it's supposed to?
No, it accelerates real good. It's got good torque, pulls real good, but I can still smell some fumes coming out of there. You know, and I was wondering, should I have just changed that O2 sensor, or maybe I should just disconnect it and see how that affects it? What do you think?
Well, what'll happen? The O2 sensor, we could do a whole show, Frank, on the O2 sensors, which I think I might just do a little bit each and every hour, from here on out, because O2 sensors, of course, couple things. Do you have one or two? Some cars have the one in front of the catalytic converter, and some have them one in front and one in the back of the catalytic converter.
It's just the one right in front of it.
In front.
In the exhaust pipe before it hits the area where the cat was.
Right. Okay. We want to throw it away. We want to pitch it. You're right. You're on the right track. Get rid of it. Definitely don't unplug it at all. Definitely don't do that. That doesn't, with anybody's cars, of course, unplug an electronic O2 sensor and or any electronic technical type part. It throws the computer off. And the computer then, they can't manage everything correctly. So.
Hello? I guess I went bye-bye. Hello?
Well, there is no obligation.
Okay, let's do it. Frank, you back with me?
I'm back.
Yes. Hey, you and I took a little. We had to go out and replace that O2 sensor, Frank, and we'd got her done, didn't we? On those few seconds. No. The O2 sensors are actually shooting an infrared light within its own cone to measure the hydrocarbons coming out of the exhaust pipe. So with your catalytic converter that it was plugged up, causes.
Those plugs really were fouled, like you said they would be.
Good. Well, you got those replaced.
Yes, sir.
Good. When the catalytic converter is plugged, the air's not the speed of the air is not going past the O2 sensor for it to read correctly, and it carbons it up just like those spark plugs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's just replace it. And here's the now. I don't want you to replace it with a universal one. Okay, I want you to spend the extra little bit of money, and I want an OEM, original equipment manufacturers, what that stands for. I want the original O2 sensor in there. And what happens is, you go to the parts store. It doesn't matter the brand of the parts store. You know, of course, O'Reilly's and AutoZone and Pep Boy. It doesn't matter, but they have them, and they offer everybody an OEM and or a universal one. And so
when you say universal, gosh, Frank, you could put it in your 86 Cutlass, and then at the same time, you could go there and put it in your John Deere tractor. And
yeah,
so,
well, I looked on the O'Reilly's website, and they've got a Bosch OEM. Would that be okay?
That's the one. Yes, thank you. I was going to mention a brand, and you said the magic number, and the brand, Bosch. Yeah, Bosch is, of course, Bosch is known for fuel injection. Of course, is when they started way back in the early days, and of course, fuel injection is fuel. They're really, really good. That's the brand I install, and they don't come back. We don't have to worry about them coming back, and the engine lights coming on customers' vehicles or anything like that. But They last a good long period of time, and they measure the hydrocarbons, and then it sends that up to the computer. And you know, isn't that amazing? It's a 1986, and you've got an O2 sensor. You know, that's kind of old, isn't it? But there's an O2 sensor in it.
Yeah.
Now, at one time, didn't we talk about, and if you did not do this, this is why I'm bringing this up. Did we get those soft plugs knocked out in front of the fuel air mixture screws on the base plate of that carburetor?
No, I hadn't messed with the carb at all because it, like I said, it came from a real good manufacturer at the same altitude as I'm at. So I was kind of hesitant to mess with those little screws in there because I was told that those affected the idle mixture only. Am I incorrect on that?
No, they're there is an idle screw that is on the main throttle plate going back and forth.
Frank, yeah, I know about that one.
Yeah. Can you hold on for a minute? We're going to take a short break. I want to talk about these fuel air mixture screws.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a little short break. Hey, Frank, grab a lemonade for me, and we'll be right back, okay?
Sure.
I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World from the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm going to go get a lemonade.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Coming up later on the show, and it's going to be against some other brands that you might own and have, and we're going to maybe learn a little bit about the difference between them. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World right here from Boise, Idaho. Elevation 2730. Microphone temperature is going up. It's 99. Man, I better put another breath mint in to keep the temperature down. Let's go back under the hood to New Mexico, where our charter member, Frank. Frank, you with me. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. And you were talking about removing those plugs to get to the idle mixture screws. Well, my factory manual shows me exactly where to cut on the base there to remove those plugs.
Oh.
You said you seat them lightly and back them out. I think you said 1 1/4 turns?
Yes. And so, Ian, you were absolutely. And good job. It's great. The book does show that. And you can use a little bench grinder or a handheld grinder, and you just barely touch that aluminum. And that's just enough to get a little punch in there to knock those soft plugs out. But you said, Frank, too, about, well, that was told to you by that friend or you know, your colleague there that says that has everything to do with your idle. You do have an idle screw that's called an idle screw, and it's designed to turn in and out, of course, to go. You screw it in, the idle goes up, screwed out, the idle goes down. But, now, this is where the old automotive air comes in, Frank, and I know you've got one because you've been with us, and I know the cars you own and all that, and you, so you know the smell and you're looking and the sounds, but use the ears to fine-tune the Quadrajet on the 86 Cutlass. And what that means is when that's running, get it up to operating temperatures, let's say you've got the soft plugs out so I can see the head of the fuel air mixture screws, what those are called. You have one on each side of the carburetor in the front. Yes, they're a booger to get to. This is the best way to say it. But you can get to them. Find the special screwdriver, and you can buy one of these slinky type screwdrivers. I have one that it's not a stiff shaft on it. It's actually flimsy like our arm, and it's got the special little end on it that goes right in that port where the soft plug used to be. And so when you get up to operating temperatures, and when you start screwing that idle screw in on the one side, start with the right side first, and there's a lot of stories behind why. It's because a lot of the reason is the way the head is designed on the right side of that engine. Start on the right side, screw that in very slowly, and you'll notice that the idle, you want the idle to go down, and you keep screwing until the idle starts to go, you know, ga 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 ga. It's going to die on you. Back that screw out real slow until the idle comes back to a real smooth idle. Once that's done on the right side, do the same exact thing on the left side. So yeah, some people can say, well, that makes my idle go down, so those are the idle screws. No, that's the fuel air mixture screw. When you're screwing it in, you're actually leaning it out causing it that needle to close the venturi, not letting it get gas in that port. That's what you're doing. So you just back it out. It's usually about a quarter, turn in a quarter, one and a quarter, one and a half. And so now here's the thing. That's why I wanted to keep on and talk and help you and of course what we're talking, helping everybody else, that in fact that's an 86. So the pistons, the rings, the valves, the heads, the oil, the gaskets, everything is 1986. And they've got how many miles are on the car right now?
107,000.
Okay, so, and did you buy a new carburetor?
Yes, this is a brand new reman from the best reman company I could find.
Good. Now, my point is, you bought a new carburetor. What we have to do is go put 107,000 miles on it so it matches the rest of the engine.
Okay.
So what my point is that's the reason why we have to get those plugs out of a brand new carburetor that was set when they rebuilt it. It was built and set, those screws were set for an engine that has 0 miles on it.
Ah.
And so, okay, so your engine with 107,000... we got a little slop in there. We got not a lot of compression in there anymore. It's not new anymore. And we have to fine-tune the carburetor to let the pistons accept what they want to accept. That's the key of adjusting the fuel air mixture screws on a carburetor at all times. So, and again, now the gas is today, the MTBE chemical that's in the gasoline is completely different formulated gasoline liquid called gas than it was back in 1986. Remember the days of 86? Man, didn't we have leaded gas back then?
Put
leaded. Yeah. So your old carburetor that you took off was burning leaded regular gasoline. And today you're burning unleaded, aren't you? So
yeah.
we have to adjust the carburetor to accept the type of gas that we're pouring down the throat of it, and then of course the slop in the pistons and lower compression and et cetera, et cetera. Because we do all know that the rings in that 107,000 aren't seating as tight as they used to be because they're not new anymore. So back to your original question, it's like I smell gas coming out of my exhaust pipe. Has it something to do with my O2 sensor? So the O2 sensor then is measuring the hydrocarbons, which is the waste coming out of pistons that are 107,000 miles old. Does that make sense?
So that O2 sensor, it's going to be carboned up just like the plugs were.
Yes, you'll see a cone over the tip of that bad boy because of the age of it. Now they might ask you too, Frank. Go Bosch, like you said, but they almost they might even ask you, hey, do you want a heated O2 sensor? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay, now, your newer car that you own, that is a Nissan?
Yeah, we got an 89 and a 2013, yeah.
Okay, the 2013, that has heated O2 sensors in them. They don't have a round orange vented cone on the end of them. They're heated. There's a heater on the end of them.
Oh.
Which heats the end of the O2 sensors, because the reason is that's a fuel injected automobile, and when you first start it, I'm going to go back in the day when we had a trombone choke, where you pull the choke out and you trombone slide that thing to keep the engine running correctly. Well, and then now you have a carburetor there that's got a manual operated linkage butterfly on the choke, causing it to stay closed for a certain amount of time until it warms up enough, and then that butterfly opens up a little bit. So meaning that the O2 sensor is not in your old 86 and is not heating up. And so the fuel injected system that's electronically controlled with electronics today, that O2 sensor has to be a heated O2 sensor, and it has to be hot as soon as you turn the key on in order for it to read the hydrocarbons instantly to tell the computer how much fuel to spray down the throat of the intake. So that's a heated one. Now, you don't need a heated one for your 1986. But if they ask you, they might, do you want a heated O2 sensor? And you say, no, I'll just stay with the original OEM non-heated. It doesn't, with a carbureted car, a heated O2 sensor doesn't benefit anyone at any time. So don't throw the money at that, by any means.
Okay. As far as cutting the base of the carb to get those plugs out, do I need to lift the carb off the manifold?
Oh, yeah. Take carburetor's got to be on, you got to be on the bench upside down because you're looking at the base plate of the carburetor, and okay. you'll see those little round soft plugs right on the bottom base, and they're angled. They're not straight into the carburetor. So let's call the carburetor as a square base. Those things are angled. They're not going straight into the box. They're angled, and it means a lot. I do know for a fact, Frank, that you are smelling low gas because the O2 sensor is carboned up, of course, and needs to be thrown away. But I also believe that once you get the new Bosch O2 sensor in there, you're probably still going to smell low gas. You might get rid of the black smoke, but the gas will be gone, and coming out, and you'll still smell it. And once we get that carburetor adjusted, you'll be good to go. And I want to know, Frank, how it's going, okay?
Okay, thanks for all your time. I really love the show. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Frank. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for being with us. From New Mexico Life, Oak, that's how you do it. Well, look at that. My goodness, the first hour is starting to slip away from us. The second hour coming up here on Auto World. Each hour is different, folks. The second hour here on Auto World, oh, yeah. 3 Ford recalls. Clunk, disconnected shaft, cable fire. What? Yeah, it's coming your way. And I got a trivia question before we leave this hour. Who sells the Nightfall Edition? Trivia question, folks, for some great gifts. Who sells the Nightfire Edition? Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, or Bentley? Multiple guests this week. That's your homework for the next hour. I want to hear from you. Who sells the Nightfall Edition? Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, or Bentley? I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World's pleasure having you here. Drive safe and, for sure, motor on, folks.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.